Hi, you're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill. We're about to start the next installment of Rebellious Jukebox, an ages-old saga that develops every couple of weeks, every other week here, usually on WXYC from 5 to 6. And we've got a couple of guests who are trying to figure out how they're going to be able to talk here. And for those of you who haven't heard our show before, I'm going to go ahead and explain the basics. It's pretty cool. We have two DJs coming to the radio station. They bring their laptops or their iPods, and they have, on shuffle mode, they play randomly selected tunes against each other, round by round, and then listeners vote on who has the best shuffled mix. It's called Rebellious Jukebox, as the name implies. We're rebelling against any kind of planning or preparation.
Preparation mainly.
Yeah, usually preparation is really lacking. And so, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and...
Can you hear this at all?
No.
There's no way you can hear that.
Maybe if I turn this... Now go.
No, oh, wait. No, that's just yours picking it up from the room, Mike. From yours.
Yeah. That's...
That's not
well, the hell with it. Why don't we just try playing some songs from PJ? We've got PJ and Lauren. Lauren's coming back to defend her championship. And last time she gave us a lot of Modest Mouse and Sufjan and Stevens. She said she did throughout the normal course of events happen to add some stuff to her computer. That's the other rule. We have an honor system where DJs can't add or subtract any music from their computer, so what you hear is what is listened to at home in their apartments on when they have their things on shuffle mode or whatever. So we're gonna.
It especially helps when you give me 2 hours notice.
Yeah.
Honor code.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into music. This is PJ's MP3 player thing, knockoff iPod.
It's better.
And apparently we're starting with Philippe Besson.
No, you just got to fast forward. That's already the plan.
Okay.
That's cheating.
We're going to not cheat. What the hell?
Just push play.
Where?
Getting so fluffy.
Okay, here we go.
There you go. Thank you.
So this is really problematic, guys. How am I going to make fun of you efficiently if we only have one microphone? Like, gather around the mic?
Okay.
How do we do this?
All right, so we've got, what, Sun Ra going right now on the shuffle?
Not anymore.
All right, we'll shuffle it. Oh, yes. This is something off of a Sublime Frequencies compilation called Cambodian Cassette Archives. A very fine release from last year, I guess, and in which...
Stop talking up your songs.
No, I mean, are we supposed to talk?
Yeah, you just can't gloat about how good they are.
I'm just telling you what it is. Oh, so some guy, he just went to the Oakland Public Library and checked out some Cambodian cassettes and found his favorite songs and then released them on a CD. Cambodian Cassette Archives is the result.
What are the copyright implications of that?
It's probably completely illegal. There's no credits given properly on the CD, but at the same time, there's a pretty big black market of American albums in Asia, so maybe it's tit for tat, I don't know. Okay, so this is Bonnie Prince Billy.
What's with all these chords and notes?
I thought you didn't like songs.
Well, I have sort of... I have to go through a filtering process, and my MP3 player is that filtering process. No, actually, I really do like this record.
Winter comes and snow. I can't marry.
Okay, so what do we have? We had Sun Ra, we had Cambodian Cassette Archives, and now Bonnie Prince Billy. And maybe when Kevin gets back, I don't know where he went. Will put me head to head up against Lauren. There already was one vote for me. I don't know if that's fair or not, but if Kevin wants to count it, then I'm happy to do that. But maybe Lauren objects, since there hasn't really been anything to compete against. But it was just on the strength of the Sun Ra song, I guess.
Love me the way I love you. Take a year in your hand.
Can you even hear me on this thing? Oh, okay, good.
You can find another man.
All right, so maybe we have a solution to one of the mic issues. I guess we can, we can do that.
We can really just communicate with telepathy if we need to.
I mean, we don't all need to be in here. I guess just kind of Kevin at the controls maybe, and me and Lauren can go in the other room.
That's true. Yeah, you guys can share this one.
That'll make it more fair because then we have, it's proof that we have no hands on the equipment. All right, so Lauren and I will go in the other room. Well, Kevin takes full control over our MP3 player and laptop.
Love me the way I love you.
Apologies to all of you out there in listener land. Usually when we were talking, you know, when we were talking about poor preparation, I think we were, you know, half joking, but this is just freaking ridiculous. As is this song, I'm going to change it. I don't want to hear that anymore. What do we have? Whoa. It's, Blevin Blechtum, and it is... from the Magic Maple album. I think it's called It's All Because. Anyway, we'll see if these guys can't get in here and talk some trash. And I think PJ gets one more pick in his round. Sigur Rós.
Okay, so what did we have? We had we started out with Sun Ra, and then we went to Cambodian Cassette Archives. Then we had Bonnie Prince Billy, then Blevin Blechdom, and now Sigur Rós. So those are my first five little selections there. And now as Kevin gets Lauren's laptop
almost
ready to go.
We're almost ready. We're just going to have to hear more of this guy whining about how he wets the bed.
I would have rather heard more Sun Ra. Okay, so now Lauren's stuff is coming up. Now? Soon? Our reigning champion coming back to defend her title?
Thing keeps asking me if I want to download the next version of iTunes.
Say no.
Well, I'm not going to forfeit yet. We'll play some music first.
Can you spot it? Do you know what this is just by hearing it?
Give me 3 seconds. Kevin's
El pan es el frío, lechuga es el hambre.
You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill.
Estoy en la tumba de Mars en London. Estoy en la tumba de Mars en London.
Do you know what it is, Lauren?
It's
Las Malas Amistades.
Have you heard their first album?
No.
It's really good.
Wait, is this the one from last year?
Yeah, this is the one from last year, but I downloaded the first one today.
Uh-huh.
On the recommendation of David H.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you and you're pro.
It's pretty amazing.
All right, what do we got next? The Enya Remix Project. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is pretty chill.
I like it. It makes me feel like I'm starring in a movie. And like the movie would open with me driving home in the rain.
In Brazil during the 1950s?
Probably. Is that when this was recorded?
What do you think?
Yeah.
What is it, Kevin? Is Antonio Carlos Jobim?
Yeah.
Predictable. Okay, this is more Latin music inspired music. This is Anne 60, so that's like the guy from The Mosquitoes and his Brazilian girlfriend. We had this on rotation, I don't know, when I was a new DJ, so a little while ago.
It's kind of like I'm getting some Beatles imitation vibes from this.
Yeah, man, it's kind of... I could, like, listen to this if I were, like, on my way to the beach. Like,
yeah.
Maybe.
All right, so this is your third pick, but let's see what you get next.
One called a first year blue. Now I've been married about 6 months. Only six
Hank Williams,
months
of course, here. Yeah, this is good.
The first 3 months was all okay. The last three's killing me.
So this round is... this is going to be a three-round program, I'm pretty sure. Maybe four if we can squeeze one in, but...
I mean, I think it's pretty close so far. PJ had some pretty amazing music, but we both have different styles.
That's true. So let's see how it segues into your fifth cut.
Take it the rest of my life.
Sabor. Do you know who this is by any chance? Is this Sun 14 or 14?
Is this from the Cuban Music album?
Cuban Gold.
That's a good album. But it's all like pretty traditional Cuban music, like kind of what you'd expect to hear. I thought it was going to be more samba, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I think I heard this the other night when I was eating at Patio Loco.
All right, so we'll just listen to this for a little bit here. This is Sun 14, possibly Sun 14. I don't know.
I'd like to hear what PJ has to say about my selections.
I like it. I like what we've heard today, and I would have to say, coming back even stronger than in your first victorious week, in which we heard a lot of things that maybe, I don't know, didn't do it for me, but I like what I'm hearing today. I really do.
Actually, I was thinking about it after the show.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that that my selections from last time really proved that theory that record labels pay to have their music show up more on the shuffle.
Uh-huh.
You know, because if you think about the fact that I only have 3 gigs and that Kevin was reshuffling in between the rounds last time, and the Modest Mouse, even though I only have one of their albums, came up like 4 times, and Sufjan Stevens, same situation, then I mean it really does sort of prove that theory, that conspiracy theory.
It certainly puts a lot of evidence toward it. I mean, that was pretty ridiculous considering, you know, 3 gigs isn't maybe 30 gigs, but it's still a lot more than 10 songs. So yeah, I mean, the fact that you had so many repeats is kind of crazy.
I agree.
And if you had had like repeats of Las Malas Amistades, then maybe that wouldn't have given such evidence to the conspiracy theory, because I doubt that they're paying very much to get their songs repeated on shuffle, you see.
So do you really think, are you guys full-blown conspiracy theorists with this?
I am.
Actually, I'm not. I think that the algorithms that shuffle are very poor, though, and you get way more repeats than you should, but I don't personally think there is any kind of conspiracy in as far as any kind of financial behind-the-scenes shuffling conspiracy, no.
So you're not a proponent of the e-payola theories?
No, not in this particular type of case.
Okay, well, now we're going to go to the phones and vote. So callers, all of you out there in listener land, we've just had 2 DJs come in. They put their MP3 players or computers on shuffle. And we're just wrapping up 5 songs from Lauren. Before that, we got to hear 5 from PJ. So give us a call. It's as easy as that. 962-8989 in the 919 area code. And let us know whose tunes you most enjoyed or who you think should qualify as winning this first round.
Can we recap what everybody was what was played?
Yeah, why don't we start? Why don't we go backwards with Lauren?
Okay, so yeah, refresh my memory because I'm trying to type them in here. So right now we're listening to Son 14, and before that, what did we? Was that Antonio Carlos Jobim just before that?
No, Hank Williams.
Oh, Hank Williams just before that. Okay. Let me type that in. And if you're playing the home game and you're near a computer, you can go to our website, wxyc.org. I'm trying to type in all the artists' names as I speak here. So before that was what? That was Antonio Carlos Jobim just before Hank Williams.
AM 60 before that, which was the Beatles sounding Latin inspired thing.
Oh, okay. AM 60.
Before that, Tom Jobim. And before that, Les Miles Amistadi.
Okay, so I got that all typed in, and the five off of my MP3 player were Sigur Rós, Blevin Blechdom, Bonnie Prince Billy, Cambodian Cassette Archives, and starting things out with Sun Ra.
And 962-8989 is the number to call or vote.
You can also IM, if you'd rather, WXYC request. Just vote for Lauren or PJ. Give us a call, and hopefully somebody will vote, and if not, I guess we'll just go on to the second round, and it'll be a dud. Everybody turned us off already when they found out we didn't have microphones.
Does my early vote count?
Yeah, it does count.
Yes.
Okay.
Such enthusiasm goes rewarded, definitely. Unless you planted that call.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
All right. Going once. Going twice for voting. Do it to me. Hit me. Okay, I guess we'll go on to the next, well, that's disappointing. I guess we'll go on to the next round. PJ versus Lauren, round two, challenger versus champion. Let's see how this progresses. Now, Lauren, I asked you last week, how is it exactly that you get, that you choose the music, that goes on your computer? I mean, are you just like ripping random CDs, or how exactly does that all work for you?
Well, there's nothing random about it, Kevin. Usually
everything's random about Shuffle Show, Lauren, everything.
Well, what I usually do is I either hear about music that I'm interested in, or I just randomly choose it. I guess that is the random process. And then a lot of times I'll play it on my radio show and see if I like it or not. If I do, then oftentimes I'll rip it right after my show.
Cool. Well, you guys want to go head into round two? We'll start off with PJ again.
Ready.
Okay, we're ready. Let's hear it.
Sign it.
What is this?
Oh, this is the Fugs. It's off their first album.
Wait a minute.
And I really hope that we can keep playing.
That's what I was just about to ask. Actually, I think we get the idea. Let's skip to the next one here. Okay.
If you wanna come on down.
What is this?
It's Joanna Newsom. How about that?
Another song.
Yeah. There's a few on there.
Watch while the frame.
At first I didn't understand what the big deal was about Joanna Newsom, and now I still don't understand what the big deal is about. Just put on a Blossom Dearie record.
Yeah, Blossom Dearie is better. But I like, there's one song I really like, where the Peach Plum Pear, that's the one I really like. So that's the main reason that the whole thing is on my MP3 player.
On your bones.
And do we get the idea of this one too, Kevin?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're safe.
The freight trains.
Can you spot it without looking? Can you spot this one without looking?
This is George Brigman.
Yep.
Yeah. This is like PJ's dance party.
It's like what?
PJ's dance party. Friday night at PJ's.
Yeah. So how often? I mean, do you dance around your bedroom to George Friedman?
No, I haven't danced around in my bedroom to much music lately. The last thing I can remember dancing around to is the Wild Man from Borneo on my Muppet Hits CD.
All right. And this guy did it when he was like 18 or something.
Yeah, this is his first album, that was recorded when he was like 18, and then, but not released for a couple of years after that. Definitely one of the nicest reissues from 2005.
I'm pro. It sounds kind of like the Stooges. It's neat.
Can you dance around to this in your PJs?
Oh, boo. Do you you want to go ahead and see what we got next?
Okay.
I'm gonna try and guess it.
Okay.
Because I'm not looking at this point.
Take a guess.
Fred Frith?
Luke Ferrari.
Aw.
I'm glad that he came up. Luke Ferrari passed away last year. Nice that he can pay us a visit today.
So what are these? I mean, Luke Ferrari, obviously one of the, one of his several forays into concrete music, but what is this recording of,
Actually, I have no idea. Do you? This is
it sounds like...
This is the Les Anecdotes.
It sounds like a... the inner workings of a subway or something.
Yeah, it sounds like a tunnel. Or like a trash compactor.
Yeah, you put a phaser on it.
The name of the track is Marseille Harbor, so maybe some shipping sounds.
Oh, there we go. Alright, well, I think we get the picture.
Alright, onward.
This is John Cage's
No, it's not Max.
4 minutes, 33 seconds of silence. This is something cool. Some fiddle music.
Yeah.
This comes off of the Where Will You Be Christmas Day Dusta Digital compilation, their Christmas album they put out last year. And this is Norman Edmonds.
Well, very good, PJ. That was a very good mix there. Not to sway votes one way or the other or anything. Lauren, do you think you can do better?
We'll see, Kevin.
Any predictions?
The way that you're saying that, it makes me think Modest Mouse.
Okay. Well, I haven't looked yet, so we'll see. I guess we'll find out together, won't we?
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers.
All right, as we switch, I'd like to remind all of you that you are listening to WXYC Chapel Hill. This is Rebellious Jukebox. It's, kind of like a home away from home. It's our quaint little shuffle show. Two DJs enter. One leaves as a victor, the other as a loser in a head-to-head iPod/laptop shuffle battle. So, we're going to hear... We just heard five songs from PJ, and Lauren is defending her title as champion, joining us from 2 weeks ago. So, let's see. Can we go ahead and...
This is actually the same song that was played last week.
Oh, okay. All right, so this is just keep... It kept going. So, let's see. Song number one.
There's people who are really, really heavily into the more satanic aspects of it and the really kind of violent aspects, which I'm not necessarily into.
If you want to get more details on that, call 1-800.
Say, let's get known. If we keep it up, we'll show the haters. It's gonna be soon, not later.
Show the haters, Lauren. Show the haters.
Hey, let's get known.
So this is the Unicorns, right?
Yep. Everybody likes the unicorn.
Yeah, that was a cool intro. You're hoping, for your sake. Next. This is from the Alice in Wonderland soundtrack. Somewhere in my wicked, miserable past.
Maybe if you told me what it was, I could defend it.
What is it, PJ?
It's a Camerata Criolla.
Okay. Well,
yeah, keep trying. You have 30 seconds to justify
your
existence.
It's Venezuelan classical music given to me by my Venezuelan boyfriend. From his mother.
I think that's a pretty strong defense. And I like Kevin singing on top of it.
Sometimes, you know, you gotta make musical compromises in your relationships.
That was so funny, it gave me a head cold.
That reminds me, why am I sharing a microphone with you? You just told me you were sick.
I don't know. See what happens. See what happens, PJ.
Sometimes you have to make microphone compromises in your relationships as well.
PJ and Kevin Clark Disclafani, is that it?
Yes. We get mail. PJ gets mail for both of us sometimes.
Can we switch this?
Yeah, can we? Come on. This is good.
Well, I guess this sort of represents my cultural heritage, right?
What cultural heritage is that, Lauren?
You know, the Jewish hip-hop scene.
The Jewish faux... You got the faux, I don't know where I'm going with that.
I don't know.
That's good, though. He's not going to say any bad words, is he? Probably, right?
Probably.
Okay. Well, this is your... Is this your fifth song, anyway?
No.
Okay, fourth?
Third!
Oh, this is only your third song. Uh-huh. Well, let's get through it, man. What do we got next? Beastie Boys. What's the name of the song?
This is the update from Ill Communication.
Okay.
And now this is... Do you know this, Lauren? Recognize it yet?
It's one of those things where it's like, I know I've heard this song a million times.
And since I'm sitting here looking straight at her computer screen, I will tell you it is Broadcast.
Oh, yeah. I can never, like, do it based on intro, you know?
Yeah, well, especially when they take a while to get moving along, you know?
Yeah, I think this is a great album, though.
Is this from the one that came out last year?
Yeah, I think it was my favorite album of last year.
Perhaps I should give it a little more time. I can't say that I actually listened to it very much. Maybe I played it once or twice on the radio.
Yeah, this one and the Las Malas Amistades are my two favorites.
Yeah, and I did play the Las Malas Amistades on the radio once or twice as well, but everybody really loved it, and I know I didn't give it justice, especially hearing that song. I was like, wow, that is really great.
Yeah, you should definitely listen to their first album because the songs are longer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier to get an idea of what they sound like.
I will definitely check them out. And now Kevin has fast-forwarded us through.
Moving right along.
All right, and what is this, Kevin?
I am so nearsighted that I would not even be able to venture a guess.
This is the Why No String Band off of There Is No I, Music for Photographs.
Oh yeah, this is all music that was recorded by John Cohen. He's my favorite filmmaker.
This came out on Smithsonian Folkways or something?
Yeah, most of his stuff did come out on Smithsonian Folkways. This album included.
And what's the... So he's a filmmaker, and that's why they titled the CD that?
Well, he's a photographer, too. And he sort of went around different areas of... Well, I guess he went to Appalachia and also to Peru and some other places and made field recordings and sort of popularized some artists like, I don't know if you know Roscoe Holcomb. We've got a bunch of his stuff in OTS.
The High Lonesome Sound?
That was also the name of John Cohen's most famous film. My favorite film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it a documentary about Roscoe Holcomb, or what is it about?
Well, it's about music in Appalachia, but the artist that's most prominently featured is Roscoe.
Go Roscoe. Okay, if you would like to vote for one of these DJs, give us a call here at the station, 962-8989. This is Rebellious Jukebox. We've got Lauren and PJ competing. We just heard five songs from Lauren. We heard most recently from Huano String Band, from the Music for Photographs compilation broadcasts. Before that, previous to that, we heard Beastie Boys, Camarada Criolla, and The Unicorns. PJ gave us, at the end of PJ's set, in reverse, not alphabetical, but in reverse order, we heard, what's going to be, let's just let Lauren's thing keep going.
Okay.
What is this? This doesn't count as one of Lauren's songs. Okay. Luke Ferrari, George Brigman, Joanna Newsom, and the Fugs. Give us a call, 962-8989 in the 919 area code if you'd like to vote for either Lauren or PJ. You can also IM us at WXYC Requests.
Please call in. We've only had one call so far, and it was during the first song that was played. The vote was for PJ. So I know all of you out there are listening and thinking what great sets both of us have had and how badly you want to dial 962-8989 and vote for your favorite set.
This is perhaps the most effortless voting that you'll ever do in your life.
Indeed. You're making a good choice either way.
I heard that the student body president elections were a pretty big flop, so this is UNC's chance to make up for it.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We have one call. And let's see. Caller, you are on the air. 962-8989, you're on the air. All right, I guess they didn't have much to say. feel free, though. Voting is still... we'll still do rapid voting right now.
Yeah, 962-8989. It's 1-0 right now. PJ's in the lead.
You think that person hung up on me because they actually... because they didn't know we were doing voting? They probably just wanted some tickets or something.
Or maybe they wanted to request Diamonds in the Rust.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were scared they were going to be on the air.
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe it was someone trying to sell you more printer paper.
Or maybe so they got confused about who they wanted to vote for and hung up so they could think about it some more.
Yeah, so we'll give you another minute here if you want to vote. And if not, you know... I mean, I don't really know where you live, so I can't come to your place and, you know, threaten you, but... I mean, come on, this is the random music we're talking about.
Yeah,
don't you people care about Shuffle? Don't you care about Shuffle?
Don't you care about me?
Nobody cares about any of us. Okay.
Let's move on.
Next round, PJ versus Lauren, round 3. The current score, PJ 1, Lauren 0. We just unplugged the thing. That's the abrupt transition that you heard there. Now we're going to plug in the other one.
You could still call.
Yeah, you still call until PJ plays his next song.
962-8989.
This is round 3 of 3.
Okay, so first we're starting out with Spaceman 3. And this is a demo of the song 235 off of Sound of Confusion.
I've been down, I've been...
So this is a demo. Is that what? Sounds like they recorded it, like, I don't know, in a warehouse.
I don't know. It doesn't. To me, it doesn't really sound so different from stuff that they don't put the label demo next to, actually.
John Cage reprise.
All right, this may take a little while to heat up also. So this is off of a record that Kevin made me listen to, which is Keith Frolichton Whitman's Multiples from last year, which I ended up really, really liking and putting in my tops of 2005 list.
And of course, the station, our noise gate is kicking in because it thinks that this is all unwanted noise. So maybe you're hearing this right now.
Hopefully everybody's hearing it.
Yeah,
it's certainly not unwanted.
Yeah, Lauren, do you have any, like, 10-minute drones on your computer?
No. In fact, I certainly wouldn't call 10-minute droning my best of last year.
Well, yeah, actually, my list is full of drones that are often longer than 10 minutes, so pretty different list we turned in, I guess.
Lauren's most accurately reflected what everybody wanted to hear, though, apparently.
Yeah, maybe. I was thinking that might be why people aren't calling in, because they're not hearing the Modest Mouse. If you call in, we'll play Modest Mouse for you.
Yeah.
Can we make that promise?
Yeah, we'll play Modest Mouse as we go out. If I get two calls or more after the next... Not right now. Hold your horses.
You well, call. Take it.
Okay,
take
all right, it. All right. The hell with it. WXYC, you're on... WXYC.
Call back.
Call back.
962.
Don't be scared. I'm not gonna. I'm sure you have a beautiful telephone voice. Call back, please.
If we get two or more calls.
Two or more calls, we'll play Modest Mouse. All right. WXYC. Don't hang up. You're on the air.
I vote for Lauren.
Yay!
Okay, so Lauren jumps ahead into now we've got a tied game.
On the strength of what?
Any particular reason?
This song reminds me of Lou Reed, Metal Machine Music. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's a good one. Is that where he just played with like feedback and amps? And
it was a double record set, all noise.
Yeah, he has very complicated liner notes explaining the process he used for that, which I tend to think is maybe he's making it up, but.
All right.
Thanks for calling in and voting.
Thank you much for your vote.
Bye.
Vote for me.
Yeah, thanks for the vote, no matter who it's for.
Yes, if you vote... okay, so you're right, so just one more call before...
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on here. And if you call at the end of this next round, Honest Mouse.
Remember, it's all tied up.
PJ, I didn't really think you listened to this kind of stuff. What is this? Well, maybe I did. Never mind. I thought they were going to start singing like normal people.
I actually haven't really listened to this very much. I was sort of intrigued by it when we had it in our play box of new stuff. And this is Drast Booty. And I have liked it when I've listened to it, but I haven't really given it a whole lot of time. I haven't spent as much time with it as I have with the 10-minute drones.
Yeah, I remember this one. This was, but this has some, you know, seven or 8 minute, you know, anthems that chug right along here, right?
Oh yeah. No doubt about that. It's just not very droney.
That was cool. All right, what else do we have on there?
Ooh, here's a really good one.
How many more do you have?
This is my second to last.
And all right. Is this the last round?
Come on. Come on, kids, you and your damn Radiohead. You know you want to vote. How often do you hear Radiohead on this station?
How often do I play Radiohead on the station? Never. But I love Radiohead. I would say Kid A is probably my favorite album of the 90s.
WXYC, you're on the air.
Hey, I like both mixes.
Both mixes?
I'm going to toss a coin in the air. And I'll let PJ call it. You ready?
All right, I will call. All right, tell me when it's up.
Okay, here it comes. 1, 2, 3.
Tails.
I actually heard the coin fall in the background.
So did I.
Tails it is.
Oh, is that a vote for PJ then?
I think it is.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, it's come down to coin flipping.
Okay, so...
I think that it would be fair now for it to be a popularity contest, so all my friends, please call in.
Okay, popularity contest, modest amounts, coins, any method of voting, you know,
I-Ching,
feel free to decide who you want to cast your vote for and give us a call at 962-8989. And we'll keep doing this. What's next on your thing?
One more. PJ? This is my last one probably for the whole day.
PJ's last pick. What do you have? And...
Oh, wait. No, we're not playing that. That was naughtiness.
Okay. Naughty, naughty. Shame. For shame, PJ.
All right, we got 12-minute drones.
All right, call in and vote for Lauren. 962-8989. You know you want to.
All right, Viber Cathedral Orchestra here as my last selection of the day, and I'm proud to go out with it.
Coming up next, we'll have some music. Maybe even some modest mouths.
So this is the start of Lauren's last set.
And this is Oddfellows Casino.
Who are they?
I kind of forget, but I know that I liked it when they were being played on the radio station frequently. And I too have this song on my computer. It's probably the best song on the album, I say. Oddfellows Casino and the name of the album, I can't really remember.
Winter Creatures?
Yes.
Sounds like Radiohead.
Not bad.
Okay, so we get the idea. What next?
Calling our dancers, let's put on our dancing shoe and boom.
This sounds like rocksteady, reggae, dancehall, something.
Isn't this is the sudden death rule. If reggae appears, the DJ with reggae on their player automatically loses.
That would be if we were playing by PJ's rules. Fortunately, we have a moderator.
Yeah, I moderate and I say reggae music is cool. And they play it, don't they play it at the yogurt pump?
If you agree with Kevin, you can call 962-8989 and vote for Lauren.
Yeah. I don't know. Why do they play reggae at ice cream places?
Because they want you to feel warm, so you don't want to eat something cold.
I guess.
Does that make sense? I mean, yeah.
It's probably because everybody's got the munchies and they go in there anyway.
Sure.
What next? What is this, Lauren? Do you know?
You have a caller.
Oh, okay. 96 WXYC, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, okay, so I want to vote for Lauren.
Okay.
Because I can't allow racism, like bashing reggae from PJ side.
Yeah, bashing reggae actually lost you a vote, PJ. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Have you learned?
Yeah, no, you shouldn't talk bad about the music. That's at least not on the radio. It's true. I'm not sure that it necessarily warrants losing a vote because it's
maybe somewhat separate from the shuffling itself, but I'll accept it, and it will teach me to not do such things.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Lessons learned, lessons lived here at WXYC Chapel Hill.
It's all tied up, people.
Why do you have so much Latin music?
Because I'm a Latinophile.
I guess.
Why does
yes,
PJ
you most
have
certainly
so much
are,
droney music?
Have so much...
Because it's good.
Because he's a dronophile.
I think Latin music's good.
I like Tom Zay a lot.
And if you agree, you can call 962-8989 and vote for Lauren.
If you want to cheese it up as much as possible.
Next.
Please. Yeah, next.
Yeah, more Latin music.
What is that? That sounds cool. They have a synthesizer back there. Whoa. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Okay, this is a Tribu Ultravioleta.
This is from a compilation of music from Venezuela.
How many... I didn't know that Venezuelan slow jams was actually a genre of music. I'm learning... See, I learned something...
You should
something,
talk to Robert more often.
I learned something new today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knowledge runs rampant here at Rebellious Jukebox.
And if you like Venezuelan music, you should call 962-8989 and vote for Lauren. Hint, hint.
If you like descending into desperation, give Lauren a call at 962-899.
Hey, it's tied up.
Okay,
and
it's tied. Oh, yeah.
And one of PJ's votes was a coin flip.
That's true. It's tied. It's tied. Okay, so next...
And my other one happened before they even heard Lauren's.
Yeah, and the other one happened before the person even heard Lauren's. So, let's see. What does she have next? This is going to be your last one, Lauren.
Oh, I hope it's good. That's kind of a smooth seg.
Yeah. I like that Sugar Ray beat they have going there in the background.
It's pretty good. It sounds like the beat on that other... Caller.
I sit around. You are on the air, caller. This is WXYC.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Lauren.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On what grounds?
I love Latin music.
That's awesome. Are you of Latin extraction yourself?
I am not.
Okay. Well, cool. Thanks for voting.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
So that makes Lauren up 3-2, is that right?
Yeah. I was just trying to see if Latinos and Latinas would come to Lauren's defense or to her rescue. So I guess she's ahead by one now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we got another minute or two to take some votes, and then it's, I don't know. I think we had promised a particular artist on the way out of the show.
Yeah, we did promise. So if there's something you want to hear, maybe you don't want to hear Modest Mouse and you want to take up all the time, give us a call at 962-8989. We'll keep voting until straight through 6 o'clock if we need to.
Live request.
Yeah, this is, you can... Oh, okay, do we have an IMer here? Somebody IM us? Or is that old?
What
somebody
that?
Oh, somebody voted for PJ.
Oh,
somewhere okay. Along the way.
Tie it up.
Oh, wow. 3-3. Thank you, Instant Messenger voter.
Yeah, you can vote by either means, by calling 962-8989 or by sending an instant message to the AOL Instant Messenger screen name WXYC Request. You should probably do that, or we'll have to have a runoff.
Maybe we should. Let's have a sudden death runoff, since we can't have a sudden death end to the show based on the appearance of reggae.
How do we do that?
I don't know. How about just one and one, real fast?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I'll go first.
962-8989. WXYC Request. Vote for Lauren.
All right, here we go. Here's mine. Oh. All right. We got People Like Us, a British sound collage artist, and this comes off of Abridged Too Far, which is only available on the internet at ubu.com. So if you like it, you should go and download it.
962-8989 is the number to call to make your vote.
Oh wait, no, that's not doing mine again. We're just doing one and one, head to head, because it's a it's a shootout type of thing.
Sudden death.
Yeah. And now from Lauren, we've got. The next one. There we go.
Read the title on that. What is the title?
The title has the word drones in it. And guess what? It is actually Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah. Okay. So we all know how much you enjoyed this last week.
Sufjan has a song called A Conjunction of Drones or something.
Yeah, but it was 19 seconds long. We're already on to the next song, which is back to Malas Amistades.
Yeah, Sufjan Stevens playing it safe there with a 19-second drone.
9628989.
Who's this?
It's the 19-second drone again.
Okay, we're going to make this a... let's see if we could just can't make this a 38-second drone.
All right, we've got an instant message vote that ends the tournament.
The instant message reads, Hey, I'll vote for Lauren. So, Lauren, what can I say? You've done it again.
Thank you so much.
You have won again. Would you like to make a brief acceptance speech as we go out?
Sure. I'd like to say that I want to thank my loyal fan base and also say that you have proved yourselves to me this time for not just voting based on Modest Mouse and Sufjan Stevens. I'd like to let you all know that, that you can listen to me.
No. What? Hey. What? Hey, check this out. I vote for whoever's not Lauren is something else that just came up on the IM.
It was sudden death.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Does sudden death really work that way? I mean, if you ran out of time.
Yes, that's how sudden death works.
Oh, we have another call. Okay. WXYC, you're on the air. WXYC. Hello, WXYC, you're on the air? WXYC, you're on the air?
Hello?
Hey, WXYC.
Hi there, I'm voting for Lauren because I love reggae and Latin music is pretty cool too. So.
Okay, so Lauren still wins. So The IMer tried to mess us up, but thank you, caller.
So even though I was almost rested of my title in the middle of my victory speech, I will continue by just saying thank you because obviously the more I talk, the less people want to vote for me.
All right, that concludes another fascinating episode in the saga of Rebellious Jukebox, our shuffle show, which happens every other week here on WXYC 89.3 FM from 5 to 6, alternating with the Student Body President show.
Although there was a late vote.
And somebody else voted for drones. They didn't even specify. That's good. All right, so we have a tie between Lauren and drones, but PJ loses, so we'll call it a day here.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the Shuffle Show. Lauren remains victorious.
to place as fruit drops, flesh insects, everything will fall right into place.